Did you decide, am I recording the intro now, or? It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. For a few years now, Emily the Band, a Central Illinois indie alt-pop queer girl group, has been making music about love in its many forms. They recently moved to a new label and came out with a new EP. The band's namesake is Emily Antonacci on vocals and ukulele. Cameron Proctor plays guitar, melodica, and sings. And Abby Haste is on drums and percussion. Earlier this week, we invited Emily and Cameron into the Collins studio at our producing station, Illinois Public Media. We talked about the new album and got to listen to them perform acoustic versions of a couple of the band's songs. Emily, Cameron, welcome back to the 21st show. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here.
So as I said, we're set up in the Collins studio. So maybe we can just start with one of your songs. This is going to be called Ace of Spades. Just tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear.
Yeah, so one time I read online, and I can't remember where, that an Ace of Spades represents a new beginning. And I wrote a song about how I became friends with an ex-partner after 3 years of ghosting them.
Oh, wow.
And then I put a record, I put it on a record. That's what we do, baby. You want to hear it?
I want to hear it. Let's hear it.
All right. Want to count
just like magic, I shove my words like scarves inside my pockets. I left them there in hope that you forgot them, but now they're coming out. Set fire to my telephone line and play dead. I've got to put it out. Cause I'm one for showing all my cards. My poker faces. I'm one for showing all my cards. My poker face is cellophane, but looks like I'm not the only one. When you're handing me your ace of spades. Begin again. Is it too late to show my hand? Begin again. for showing all my cards. My poker face is cellophane, but looks like I'm not the only one. When you're handing me your ace of spades, you're handing me your ace of spades.
Lovely. I love that visual image of my poker face is cellophane.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the new album. It's an EP, I guess, yes. a mini album. First off, say the name for me. We were debating how to pronounce this on the radio.
It's Mwah.
Okay.
The onomatopoeia.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
So I don't know if people want to hear me say that, but talk about your inspiration.
Yeah. So I was in a medium distance relationship, driving from Peoria to Iowa City and back again, per the song and back again. And on one of those drives, I came up with the idea of the kind of theme of this collection of songs. So for the Heartbreak album, it was about various forms of heartbreak. So there was platonic, romantic, just kind of self mourning one's potential self. But for this record, it's kind of I love you, mwah, I love you, mwah, you're my friend, mwah, you're my partner, or kiss my backside. So that's how it all tied together.
Who knew the kiss could be so versatile? the kiss off, I guess, in the last one there. Cameron, you all have been working together for a number of years now. How has your, group dynamic evolved over that time?
Well, I just feel like the thing is that me, Em, and Abby are just constantly falling more and more in love as friends and as collaborators too, but mostly as friends. We have been able to have so many adventures, touring on the road, visiting friends, going to see places and experience places together that we've never been, like Nashville, and go hang out with our friends there. And I feel like that's just bonded us so much to the point where our friendship is so palpable that we'll play shows and people will be y'all just are y'all dating or what's going on? And we're well, we wouldn't say dating, but we are so entwined that we are practically married and we are very in love as friends. So, and it just keeps going as we keep experiencing new things together, I feel.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll have more from Emily Antonacci and Cameron Proctor of Emily the Band when we return. We're going to go off with another track from their new EP. This is called Sweet Aquamarine. This is the 21st show. Stay with us.
I never knew you like myself. Maybe back in the single digits, but a switch flips somewhere in there. Now I'm faced with a stranger who shares all of my blood. East to west and back again. I'm heading out at 3. Put a quarter in the meter. Head upstairs and pack my things.
It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. And right now you're hearing And Back Again, the second song off the newest EP from the Central Illinois group Emily the Band. It's an alt-pop queer girl group comprised of Emily Antonacci, Cameron Proctor, and Abby Haste. I spoke with Emily and Cameron in the Collins studio earlier this week at Illinois Public Media, so we can hear them perform a few of their tracks from the new album.
Baby boy, I guess your twin size bed ain't so bad. Joining me in my dramatics, you're the best I've ever had.
Cameron, the new album is a stylistic shift?
Yes.
Talk about that.
Definitely. Okay. Yeah, it definitely is a stylistic shift. And it's a bit of a production shift, too. I think a lot of the stylistic shift can be explained by the fact that this is the most, like, self... We've always been self-produced, but the most self-produced by me as a producer and by us, the three of us as working together. It was all produced out of my living room. And then we worked with our friend Connor Billard, who is a longtime friend of ours, to basically have another set of ears on it. So I wasn't just mixing stuff and having no more ability to kind of hear what was going on. But we worked with him and he mixed for us. But all the production before mixing was done in my home. And also, too, I just feel like our new sound was really just ushered in by our growth as a band and by playing the Heartbreak album a bunch and kind of wondering, like, how can we take some of these concepts and take them even further or completely break out of old patterns that we've brought into things and try something new. So Moi is very much experimental. It really is for us.
Yeah. Emily, talk about the creative process, right? Are you thinking of song subjects, fragments of lyrics, pieces of music that you're then writing to? How do you work?
Right. So this record was kind of a mix. It's the most mix of songwriting we've done. So Queer Platonic Crush was a total co-write. Like, we had the idea for a platonic love song about, like, each other, and so we just took that idea and then started writing, like, completely from scratch together. But then I think, and also Tuesday Street was one of those. We started writing that in our friend Sav's living room a couple years ago in Nashville. But then the other four tracks, I wrote either all or most of them, just like by myself, kind of brain dumping my big feelings onto a page and then picking out what little phrases I thought were cool and then bringing it to the group for any kind of feedback and then arranging it into what it is now. So it was a real hodgepodge.
Are you one of those people who's, like, always writing? You have a notebook of 1,000 songs that you could do someday? Or
I have a billion little fragments. In just a list, and we'll see if I use them, but sometimes they just kind of stick there. I feel like typically if a piece is going to become a song, I kind of write at least a chorus or like a verse at a time, and then that'll snowball.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Queer Platonic Crush. I think that's a good opportunity for us to hear it.
Let's do it. All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
You've got all my You see my heart right through my chest, and you know my mind before I speak it. You see my heart right through my chest, and you know my mind. Oh yeah, we're picking up right where we left off, and I can't get enough. We keep confusing strangers, 'cause we're so in love. You're my queer platonic crush. We're so in love.
Cameron Proctor on guitar, Emily Antonacci on ukulele, both singing in that song.
Yeah.
Who is Emily the band's music for?
It's for the girls.
Yeah, we were just talking about this.
Yeah, and the girls is a vibe. It is not the women. It's just the girls. It's if you identify as a girl, it is non-binaries. It is boys. It is whomever. But yeah, just for like people who need it, I guess, like in times like these, because, you know, everything's burning and, you know, things aren't awesome. We have been really leaning into hope and joy and community, not out of spite, but like out of necessity. And so basically we're making music for the people who need it. And right now that's the girls.
Yeah. Well, you really, I mean, we talked about this last time you were on the show. You're really out front about being a queer group, and you know your guitar straps reflect that. Talk about, and like you said, in times like these, talk about how is that, you know, how you're thinking about that.
Yeah, so Iowa is pretty close to our hearts because we go over there to play shows quite a bit, and just the horrible legislation that is being passed like gleefully by the legislature there, it's just so disheartening. And clearly, like, these people have never met a trans person or cared enough to listen or get to know one. And so, yeah, it's just, it's on our minds all the time. And everywhere else that is having horrible legislation passed, even, like, at the federal level, it's just, like, yeah, it's grotesque to see how much, like, just pure hatred there is. And we just want to be the opposite.
Yeah, it's very disheartening. And I am an openly trans person. I'm non-binary. I go by they, them, theirs. And like, you know, literally there is a very open declaration that like my identity does not exist. And yet here I am. Mm-hmm. And yet here we are. And I think that is why, especially like, we've always been extremely upfront about being queer, but especially in times like this, we really want our shows to be sanctuaries, to be safe spaces for queer and trans people, especially our trans friends right now, to just come and be like, no, we see you. You are here. Like, it doesn't matter what anyone says. Like, that is all ridiculous because you're standing right in front of me and I'm standing right in front of you and we see each other. Like, we are trying to especially give love to the trans community and the queer community in these times, because there's so much hate and such an attempt to spark fear in us. And it is so okay to be scared and so rational to be scared, but we have each other and we can see each other and make each other brave. And that is why we are so just straight out with it, let people know what's going on. And also it deters anyone who would not agree with that ethic of love and who would bring hate into our shows. They just won't come because they're like, I don't want to see that. And we're like, good. Mm-hmm. Don't see it then.
I mean, love is a through line through your music over time. Talk about that.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's all our first times being alive. And we're in our young 20s. I'm going to turn 24 at the end of the month. And like, it's a lot of firsts. Like, the Heartbreak album was so many firsts about love and learning how to exist as a human. And then this record is the like platonic, romantic, or like kind of spite, but not, well, I guess I do say I hate you, I loathe you, but it's like, it's for the art. Wow, I guess we're kind of liars and hypocrites. But I'm like, we're all love. And then I say, I hate you, I loathe you, and I will not feel pity for you when all that's left is ash.
But you were processing.
I was processing. That's my right. Yeah. You know? Anyway, love is a through line indeed. And I think it always will be. Hey, ain't that the human experience?
What's next for the band?
We're going on our world tour on Thursday, the 13th of March. We're going to be at the Rose Bowl in Urbana with Madam Reaper from Chicago and Venus Overdrive from right here in town. And then we're doing Chicago, Iowa City, Lawrence, Kansas. And then in later in the spring, we are going to make our Michigan debut. So more info on that to come.
Taking over the Midwest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the world tour. I keep joking it's the world tour because the Midwest is indeed in the world.
Yes.
So thereby, any tour we go on in the Midwest is inherently a world tour.
Mm-hmm. For a lot of us, it's our whole world. So, yeah. You know. All right. Emily, the band is Emily Antonacci, Cameron Proctor, and Abby Haste. The new EP is called Mwah.
Amazing execution.
Thank Woo! You. Emily and Cameron, thanks so much for sharing your music with us today on the 21st show.
Absolutely. We'll be back.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. We had the best time ever.
Was pretty sure you were just joking, but my cheeks can't help but blush.
And that is all the time we have for today. We'll leave you with one more track from the EP. This is called Marceline. Mm-hmm. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.